This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. One of the realities of living in Austin is that parking is super annoying. Not all restaurants or bars have designated spots. Anything near the UT campus is definitely a headache. And some homes just don't have parking at all. So when these parking frustrations happen in neighborhoods, the reaction can get heated. And that's the subject of our latest AT Explained. KUT's Claire McInerney has the story.
If we're going to talk about parts of Austin with tricky parking situations, this is as good a place as any to start.
Oh, we're in Clarksville, like in old West Austin, right west of downtown.
That's Gordon Lang, the KUT listener who asked the question for this AT Explained. Clarksville's a neighborhood with a lot of old houses. Many of them have small driveways and mainly depend on street parking. Gordon lived here for 2 years.
I started to notice that some people would put signs in front of their house that prohibited parking in front of their house on the street. After a while, I started to wonder if that was actually legal, if they could reserve private spots on the street, which is city property, I'm assuming.
That's what his question was. Are these homemade no parking signs legal? He and I went back to his old neighborhood to see what he's talking about.
So we're looking at a house in Clarksville on a side street. They do have a driveway, and they have a few cars in their driveway. But in front of their house, there's a no parking sign. Black letters painted on plywood. So it doesn't look very official. And I always just kind of assumed they were, you know, trying to see what they could get away with.
So what are homeowners trying to get away with? Before I give you the answer to whether it's legal to put up these signs, let's talk about why people are putting them out there in the first place. I took a stroll around Clarksville one afternoon and knocked on the door of one home with a sign. It's a big white poster board with black letters written in a Sharpie. That's how I met Karen Pavelka and her husband, Red.
And Red and I have owned this house for the past 28 years, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
And do you like living in Clarksville?
Yeah, it's a great neighborhood. It's a wonderful neighborhood.
But over the past 5 years, they've gotten frustrated with the parking situation in their neighborhood. They live yards away from two restaurants, Josephine House and Jeffrey's. Those businesses have just a handful of parking spots on their property. Between staff and patrons, there are a lot of people parking their cars in the neighborhood. I witnessed this firsthand when I went to interview them.
Oh, that's gotta be a waitress. She's getting out of her car. She's wearing black pants and a white shirt. Oh, she totally works at the restaurant.
But back to Karen and Red. They live on this street where diners and servers are parking every day.
On this street, on Waterston, people block our driveway routinely.
So, like, you can't pull out. Someone's in front of the driveway.
Here, let me show you.
She shows me photos on her iPad of cars parked on the street, completely blocking her driveway.
And I have dozens and dozens of photographs like that. Mm-hmm. I have one where she's pulled completely across the driveway.
So Pavelka put up a sign.
Several people trying to get them to look.
We walk through the yard to her back gate, which faces another side street.
Okay.
And so, yeah, this is the back of your house, and this is the gate, and this is the sign that I saw that says, do not block gate. And so you aren't able to get out when people park right here?
Right, because they park right up to the curb, and if I have my bicycle or the dog, you just fall into their car.
Right.
So it's just rude.
Yeah. And the signs helped a little bit?
Yes-ish.
Pavelka says she's fine with people parking on the street. She doesn't get upset about that. It's only when they aren't respectful. These kind of complaints make their way to the city all the time.
My name is Eric Bollock. I'm a managing engineer here at the Austin Transportation Department.
I asked Bollock to answer the question for our listener, Gordon. Does a handmade no parking sign mean anything?
If a sign has been put up by someone other than the city of Austin, then no.
His department actually removes these signs sometimes. Usually not the ones Gordon and I saw in Clarksville, the ones that look real homemade, but more official-looking ones people get online.
What we don't want is confusion by the road users, because, yeah, it starts to look like, well, is this official or not? If people start questioning whether they should be there, and then they might start questioning other signs.
Bollock and his staff hear from residents all over the city with complaints like Karen Pavelka's. Homeowners getting their driveways blocked, their trash cans run over, or garbage left in their yards. He says in the case of a blocked driveway, the homeowner can call the police because that's a parking violation. But he also echoes what Karen Pavelka said about common courtesy.
You know, if everybody behaved and, you know, treated like their own neighborhood, I think they would go a long way in realizing that, you know, people live here and they just kind of want respect and a nice neighborhood and to live in.
Everyone just be cool.
Right, right, certainly.
I bring all this back to our question asker, Gordon Lang. I tell him these homemade signs carry no consequences, and some residents put them out after someone intrudes in their space.
Which I appreciate that.
When he was in Clarksville, he was renting, and he and his fiance would make fun of the people who put these signs up. But now he owns a house in South Austin.
Because I park in the driveway and my fiance parks on the street because I leave before she does in the morning. And when someone takes her spot, she complains. And I just tell her now, remember what we complained about, you know, in Clarksville. Yeah.
After seeing how emotional this all can get, I might start riding my bike more. Claire McInerney, KUT News.
Excuse me, madam. You're standing still in a no-parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So get with it!
You can catch up on all the AT Explained stories in our series at atexplained.org. That's ATXPLAINED. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.